Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
There's a question to the president. What happened to Akufo-Addo? I've gone into my 2016 archives for Newsfile to confirm the scandal a day or each week is not exactly strange. I saw how MPP, MPs, and communicators brought many things to my attention in that election year. And that's very regular. They would share documents and allegations of wrongdoing, especially corruption in the Mahama government. They will be persistent in their pursuits. They will make the news and literally lead the media debates. There were people who were almost always sleeping in these premises. I find NDC bigwigs do not do as much in this area. I remember, for example, how Gabi will file tons of things. Candidate Nana Akufo-Addo will join in condemning the rot and make citizens extremely proud. Very proud, I must confess. Then he will make corruption the major plank of his campaign. And he will be loved. I recall the joy in my heart hearing him, and I suppose you felt the same too, hearing him repeat his caution that those whose agenda was to make wealth or seek wealth in public office will not have a place in his government if he won power. Sir, sorry, I just had a meeting with you, but I didn't bring this up. Your appointee, Brian Achampong, is a sole owner and beneficiary of Rock City Hotel, seeking to take over 4 SNIT hotels in bizarre circumstances. Some of these hotels are more profitable than his own. You have heard Brian Achampong say publicly that he is not paid by the hotel, blah, blah. Remember, he's a sole owner. He's paid dividends as shareholder. Let's say he takes us all for fools. Dividend is emolument. By Articles 78 and 98 of the 1992 Constitution, he is not to engage directly or indirectly in anything for emoluments as a minister and as an MP without a certificate by the Speaker allowing him to do so. This certificate will only be issued after a committee has determined that there will not arise conflict of interest with his offices as a result of his private business. Sir, you have not, consistent with your campaign commitments, said a single word. This will not be the first time you disappoint the millions who repose such great deal of trust in you in 2016. I have many times and for a long time asked if these scandals are simply things blown out of proportion by Ghanaians who are a very difficult people to govern. Yes, there are times I can't appreciate the hue and cry over easy-to-understand matters, like this fresh contract between the Ministry for Communication and those entities. People are raising issues, and the first issue is that this company was incorporated on the 18th of August or so, and that by the 22nd or so of August, you, the president, issued them the power and the contract to do these businesses. And they say that's a company, that's a day-old child. What people can't appreciate, which is easy to, is that this is a consortium. It's a group of companies with expertise that have come together under one umbrella. So there is no crime if their registration documents show that they are supposed to do 5G nationwide. That is not to say there was collusion before they got registered, because that's basic. If there's some wrong, let's point to it. But I find that there are many such that don't appear in the manner like this one. So, Mr. President, speak up. And that is my take. We'll be right back. I'll introduce my guest, and then we'll get into the Vex Matters for today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.